Jody, is that you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, wow, I had a tech glitch there for a minute. I apologize. Okay, guys, Trudy Rehrman here. Thank you for joining me on Debt-Free Wealth Radio on Rising Star segment. Okay, why is it that some people don't excel in the very area that others are participating in? Today I have with me Jody Agard, and we're talking with her about her brand new book, 101, Let Love In 101, A Practical Guide to Love and Happiness. She is a certified coach, and she joined forces with a global organic lifestyle brand. It's called Bam 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 Body. Is that correct, Jody?
Bam Bam Body, yep.
Okay, cool. And she heads up their life coaching division. She brings her expertise on self-love, body image, and self-care. And she has worked with many women across many countries to improve their relationship that they have with their body, their money, and their overall self. She provides practical advice and offers inspiration to anyone who has ever felt lost and needs to find their way back. Jody's known for her contagious energy, human, and inspiring story. Welcome, Jody. Thank you for being on with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Trudy. I so appreciate it.
Okay, so I am still having a little bit of a technical glitch here, so just give me one moment to access something.
Yep.
But in the meantime, Jody, just tell the audience how they can connect with you, and I will ask you again at the bottom of the show, but just tell us quickly how they can connect with you.
They can connect with me by going on to happyvibesonthego.com. Or they can also email me directly at Jody, that's J-O-D-Y, at Jody, J-O-D-Y, A-G-A-R-D, as in dog, .com. So it's Jody at JodyAgard.com is my email.
Did you say happy vibes on the go? With G-O?
On the go, yep.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so tell us, Jody, what exactly is your mission, and who are you serving in this arena?
My mission really is to teach people, honestly, to be selfish. Not in an egotistical... Yeah, to be selfish. Not in an egotistical way, though, that we so often associate that word selfish with, but just to really understand that loving ourselves is actually one of the most selfless things that we can do, not only for ourselves, but for friends and family and for everybody around us. Because oddly enough, putting ourselves first actually makes us better wives, better husbands, better parents, better business owners, better employees, friends, and just a real better person overall. Because this self-love, or really even the lack thereof, affects everything in our life. It affects our relationships, and it affects our business and our finances. And of course, as we know, it affects our health too. It kind of just bogs the way we look at things. And really, if more people love themselves, the happier the world would be, because loving ourselves is one of those things, though, in that it's simple, but it's not easy, which is why I'm so passionate about teaching practical ways you can love yourself. My clients are typically primarily women, but I've also got the men too, and some come to me for relationship issues, some come to me for business and financial issues, health. Self-love really trickles down in all four of those main areas. So that's my mission, is to teach people how to be selfishly and wholeheartedly in love with themselves.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, and I actually didn't even know you were going to say something like that. I actually, on my own personal Facebook post, Jody, I am going to be 50 sometime this year, and I had planned to do 50 days to 50. And in those 50 days, I wanted to do a self-loving action on myself. And I want to tell you that the honest truth is I tried to make a list that I, real things, not just,
Yep.
Real things that I would physically do each day of the 50 days. And I was coming up short. I put out a post to Facebook to ask for help. And even with all the input of my friends, I think I'm at 24 or 25 on the list right now, which is amazing. And I had to throw it out there. Is it honestly, people, is it really this hard to love yourself, do things for ourselves? And I really was interesting. So
what self-love meant, and I remember as a kid hearing about the term. I was brought up Catholic, and so I heard it a lot, you know, from the nuns and my parents and stuff, and just hearing about the term, but I always wondered why it seemed that nobody could really give me a clear answer as to what it meant or even how to apply it in my own everyday life. You know, I kind of got the generic answers, is, you know, respect your body and respect others and things like that, but my real journey began when I was 15 years old, when the life I had known and loved really crumbled around me, and I lost my dad to suicide. My world was absolutely shattered, and I had no idea how I would ever survive my dad's suicide. I absolutely adored my dad. I was the epitome of a daddy's little girl. And that just sent me on a frenzy, really. And in 2010, I was miserable in my career. I was struggling, you know, as a single mom, and my finances were a mess. And in 2010, I finally got my stuff together, and I connected the dots to my life purpose and decided to become a life coach. And in 2012, I ended up leaving corporate America and started my own coaching practice. And here I am. It's been quite a journey, that's for sure. And just kind of finding my way through and navigating through what exactly self-love means and how do I apply it in my own life, and how does that trickle down into, you know, my kids and my career and what I do on a day-to-day basis. It's been a real journey for sure.
Well, you mentioned you're Catholic, and anybody who knows me knows Bible is all over my life, and the Bible tells us that we are to love others as we love ourselves. So I really think the two go hand in hand. So I really think this is an important work that you're doing. So you've now written Let Love In 101. What would you like the audience to walk away with having read this book?
I would love them to walk away knowing that everyone has a story. Everyone. Every single person has a story, you know, although maybe it wasn't as traumatic as a suicide, but everyone has a story. And that story does not have to define their future or way of living a life that they love unless that they decide it for it to be. I really want them to listen to what flight attendants tell us to do. You know how when they're doing their whole spiel, you know, before the plane takes off, how they say to put their oxygen mask on first and then help those around you. So in order to be the best possible person that you can be, you have to take care of yourself first. And that taking time out for ourselves and enjoying time with our friends and reading a book, you know, being easy on ourselves, disconnecting from social media, and, you know, doing things that we really have maybe been putting aside all these years is not being selfish. In fact, taking time to recharge your batteries and reset is the absolute best thing you can do for, of course, yourself, but also to those around you, your kids, your family, your friends, everybody.
And
that's my
financial
that's
terms,
what I would love for them
we,
to walk away.
Fantastic. In financial terms, we cannot actually withdraw from a negative balance. It's very clear then that this book you've written is connected to the work that you do. So let me ask you, having written it, what is the accomplishment, a sense of, you know, personal accomplishment or impact that this book has now, having written it, had on your life, had on your business? Congratulations on your book, by the way. I mean, not a lot of people accomplish this feat. So I want to congratulate you on getting this book written and published and put out there for the rest of the world to be able to participate in this brilliance. So how is this, having written this book, impacted you personally and your business?
Yes, thank you. So, God, it really impacted my life a great deal. You know, besides raising two boys, it's really been one of the most rewarding accomplishments I've ever done. I think, you know, like you said, like so many, I spend years saying, I should write a book, I should write a book, I should write a book. And the fact that I actually did it was huge for me. And it's funny because I grew up saying I hated writing, but I realized that I didn't hate writing. I just hated writing about things I wasn't passionate about. So if you're thinking about writing a book, do it, because my feeling is if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'd say that overall, it's as far as my business goes, it's really given me more credibility too. You know, there's just something about having, like you said, a lot of people have said that they want to write a book, but there's few who've actually done it. So that alone has just given me and led me to so many great opportunities having written the book, especially since it became a bestseller. But to me, above all, I just feel like all of that has really just allowed me to reach so many more people that, you know, given me a great platform to share my message and to use my dad's story as well as my own to open up our eyes a little bit more to self-love. Yeah, and I can tell you what, like you said about the passion, if I hadn't had passion, boy, I would have quit a long time ago, because, you know, the coaching and the writing thing has always come fairly natural to me, but the business side of things, I've really been fumbling my way through it. So thank God for that passion, because it sure does drive me.
Well, that's awesome. Is the book available in the traditional opportunities like Amazon and Barnes & Noble and so forth?
Yep. It is. You can download it
on your
ebook.
You
can either download it on Amazon, or you can also just buy the book as well. I don't have the link up on my website. That's we're kind of recreating that Happy Vibes on the Go website. So it's there is some stuff up there, but it's not completed yet. I would say the best thing to do is just jump on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fantastic. All right. Thank you, Jody. Just give us that website and contact information one more time. And I really, guys, this was really to be my guest. Just share that website and contact information one more time.
Yes, it's Happy Vibes on the Go, and that's just the word happy and then vibes, V as in Victor, IBES, onthego.com. Or they can email me directly at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at jodyagard.com. That's jodyagard.com.
Judy,
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for listening today, guys, to the Rising Star segment of Debt Free Wealth Radio.